So the next one round the circle is slavery. And you'll find that is exactly opposite servanthood. And it always elicits a gulp. It shouldn't do, because Paul frequently referred to himself as a slave of Christ, a slave of the gospel, or a love slave. It's just that we have a tendency to gloss over what he's saying to get to the next bit. And of course, it doesn't apply to us. It originates from the Jewish tradition of a slave who was due to be freed, going to the master whom he loved and asking him if he could stay there with him and not be released. The master would then take the servant, pierce his ear by driving an awl through the doorpost of the dwelling, and place an ear in the hole that showed everybody what he'd chosen, never to leave his master, to serve him until he died. Pierce my ear, O Lord my God. I will serve no other God. Lord, I'm here to say, was an old chorus which we used to sing. Little understanding at the time where it originated or what it meant. So after sonship, servanthood and friendship comes the invitation to be his love slave. And before you think you could lose anything by taking this position, let me assure you, it is the place where you gain most. It's where you've learned in the school of the Spirit that perfect love, his love perfected in you, casts out all fear. Where you are beginning to see what agape looks like. You are living in it and passing it on. Your world is at his feet, always with him, never alone. Not your capability, but his ability. Perfect submission, absolute confidence in him. All is at rest. The maiden in the Song of Songs learnt this. She ends up coming up from the wilderness, leaning on the beloved. That's the place. Putting all your weight on him. He'll never force you into this position. It's voluntary. You've decided to follow him. You've decided to be a disciple. Not a believer or a follower. As I said before, they turn back. You move ever deeper, deeper into the love of Jesus. One with him. Union. No longer two wills, but one. His. His ways surely aren't our ways, but they are lovely.